The reality of aging is a hard pill to swallow for anyone, but for the LGBT population in rural places, it can be an even rougher experience. And as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, getting older as an LGBT person in Central California often means going back into the closet.
Early this year, Van Landingham had surgery. For almost 3 months, the 68-year-old rehabilitated in a nursing home in the South Valley town of Lindsay. The staff kept asking him what his wife's name was.
When I said Dustin, it went silent. That person that was really talking to me and trying to find out about me all of a sudden had no idea how to talk after that.
The situation got even worse at the nursing home when he was put into a room with two guys on probation.
They talked about gay men that they came across in the prison system and how they were treated physically and sexually. It put a fear in me.
That fear is what a lot of LGBT people face when reaching the age where they may need someone to take care of them. Parts of Central California are known to be quite conservative, and with that often comes anti-gay sentiment, says Lisa Cisneros with the nonprofit group California Rural Legal Assistance. Even still, she says, fewer LGBT people are moving out of the region.
With the increased cost of living and housing in these metropolitan areas, I'm finding a lot of people moving to the Central Valley who identify as LGBT. This is where we grew up, and this is where we want to raise our kids and grow old.
She says one way to overcome homophobia in places like nursing homes, doctor's offices, and assisted living facilities is for staff at places like this to go through cultural sensitivity trainings. Hillary Meyer with the LGBT senior advocacy group SAGE says by 2030, there's estimated to be 3 million LGBT people 65 and older in the U.S. She says this problem is a big deal in rural places and...
Unfortunately, there are stories from all over the country about people really being fearful of being out of the closet in residential care. Definitely a national thing.
Existing law requires adult residential care facilities and caregivers to go through cultural competency training. One assisted living community in Visalia went through the process. But here's the thing. They agreed to talk with me only if the director and the company weren't named because they don't want to be known as an outright LGBT-friendly facility. The director there says he didn't know there were LGBT people in his community until after the training.
People still have very strong opinions. I don't want to fly a rainbow flag out front. I want to be accepting of everybody.
That's a perfect example of what I see on a day-to-day basis. Sort of like they checked the box, did the training, and have no interest whatsoever in more broadly messaging out the importance of supporting LGBT elders in their community.
That's Cisneros with CRLA again. And on top of that, she says LGBT people in rural places also face language barriers, poverty, and often don't have family support. The Terraces at San Joaquin Gardens in Fresno is a Christian-based upscale retirement care facility. Director Jessica Lopez considers it to be an LGBT-friendly place.
Yes, we do a lot of training. I don't even like to call it sensitivity training, but we teach our folks to respect everyone.
A gay couple that live at the Terraces say they feel safe there. Michael Jordan and his partner have lived there just for a few months.
We've certainly had thoughts about would we be accepted from all levels. People have been very friendly, very open to talking with us, very open to dining with us, inviting us to their table.
The couple can afford to live at the Terraces. But most privately run facilities don't accept state or federal funding like Medicare. And it can cost as much as $5,000 a month to live at one. For low-income seniors, that's not an option, and they may be forced to go into a nursing home. One of the challenges in making elder care more friendly to LGBT people is data. We don't even know how many LGBT people there are in the Valley. A new state law could change that. The results from demographic data won't come in until sometime next year. Since there's not a lot of data, but a lot of support groups working with the LGBT community, I decided I'd reach out to a bunch of LGBT seniors myself. I met with a group of LGBT elders last month at the Gay and Lesbian Center of Bakersfield. Many of those who came aren't actively thinking about aging. Jen Hefner is one of them.
I have a pact with some female friends of mine, some lesbian, some not, that we're going to take care of each other when we get old. So it's not something that I worry about. It really isn't.
The 15 or so of us sat in a circle and chatted about their concerns when it comes to aging as LGBT people. When the topic of end-of-life care came up, they couldn't agree.
Everybody got something in them that says, don't let me die.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I don't want to see money being spent to keep me alive as a vegetable. Oh, yeah. This is stupid. What's the point? Amen.
After this meeting, I get the sense that before people can even deal with the idea of aging, they have to address their loneliness first. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.